Day 31, or January the 31st. Obedience produces spectacular results. Our thoughts today are rooted in Exodus chapter 40, verse 35. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Finally, the priest's clothes were made and everything was ready. Moses inspected every item before the tabernacle could be erected. How fulfilled he must have felt as he thought back to Egypt and how far the children of Israel had come since then. The special day had finally arrived for the tabernacle to be built, and it was early spring in the Christian calendar, the first day of the first month for the Jews, almost a year after the Passover was established. What a sensational event, and what a time for celebration. The tabernacle was erected first, then covered by the larger tent made of goat's hair. Then all the furniture was put in place, including the Ark of the Covenant. The lamps were lit and fragrant incense burned, all in accordance with God's instructions to Moses. As soon as the last pieces were put into place, a cloud descended and the glory of the Lord filled the whole place. Moses had to delay his entry because the tabernacle was completely filled with the glory of the Lord. Now our action step for today. God has delivered all that he promised, and then he fills the tabernacle as confirmation that his people are on the right track now. I feel sure there have been times in your life too when everything was just perfect. Times when you enjoyed and reveled in a high spiritual experience. Many trials and temptations were to follow for Israel. The same is true for us too. This is not meant to be a wet blanket to douse your enjoyment. Be sure you enjoy it fully because life is not one big spiritual high, so don't expect it to be. Soak it up in good times and recall them when you need encouragement. If you don't have low times, you won't enjoy the high times half as much.